Up in the mountains of Summit County is a rescue organization that offers unwanted dogs a second chance. And some even go on to become sled dogs. KUER's Rocio Hernandez joined the pack for a day.
More than a dozen sled dogs are excited to go to work on a snowy afternoon just east of Park City in the town of Peoa. The pack includes Malamutes, Greyhound mixes, and an Alaskan Husky with cloudy eyes. The mushers are attaching them one by one to the sleds, and the waiting dogs bark louder, anxious for their turn. Once all the animals are in place, the mushers give them their cues, and the teams leap onto the icy trail. But sledding isn't the only part of a dog's life at this snow-covered 55-acre ranch. It's called Rancho Luna Lobos, or Ranch of the Moon Wolves. Co-owner Fernando Ramirez says it's important that they're dogs first, sled dogs second.
This whole ranch is their playground. They run loose, they run free, they can express themselves that way, and they're just so happy, you know?
Fernando and his wife Dana opened the ranch 10 years ago. Their dog sledding operation takes clients on tours around their property year-round, and proceeds from those tours fund the other part of the Ramirez's work, dog rescues. Right now, they have about 60 dogs. At that number, their small staff can give each animal the attention it needs.
I currently have a wait list about 23 dogs deep right now because we can't take every dog.
Fernando's passion for dog sledding started when he was an 8-year-old boy growing up in Park City. That's when he saw the 1995 movie Balto.
In a race against time, Balto is their only hope.
It's based on a true story of a dog who leads a sled team carrying a life-saving serum to sick children in an Alaskan village.
I sort of wanted to run with the idea, literally. I had a yellow lab at the time that was sort of my first sled dog, and we tried every avenue to get him to pull and see if he wanted to pull. He was super high strung, and he did. He did fantastic.
But his mom, who had grown up poor in a Mexican village, had one condition. She wanted to teach him that every living thing deserves a chance. So she said he could only use rescue dogs to build his sled team. And 26 years later, Fernando is still following his mom's wishes. The combination of those two passions, helping unwanted dogs and dog sledding, came together in Rancho Luna Lobos. Fernando says he and Dana have rescued between 100 to 120 dogs. The dogs then go through rehabilitation before they're offered for adoption, and those that love dog sledding can stay indefinitely. But while they're at the ranch, they mingle with the clients who come for sled tours every week. That includes that husky with the cloudy eyes.
We would like you to meet our dog, Umber, or if you have passion, you'll say Umberto.
Umber is a 4-year-old with a fluffy chocolate-colored coat who was born blind in both eyes. When they got him about 3 years ago, Dana says his previous owners called him worthless and a waste of time. Not all of the Ramirez's rescue dogs become sled dogs. Because Umber can't see, the couple didn't think that he would make the cut. But Umber found a way.
We found if we hooked him on collar to collar with another dog, she would act as his seeing eye buddy, and she would show him around the yard. Well, he got so good at that that we were able to hook him onto the team. He uses her body in what we call the gang line. That's the rope the dogs are attached to. He'll put himself right in the middle, and he'll feel how far he needs to go left or right.
All right, we'll start making our way up. Ready!
Umber is now one of the dogs that takes clients on sled tours.
Good job, Umber. You're working so hard, bud.
Fernando says showing visitors how the dogs live and work is also important for dog sledding. The father of five says there's a misconception that dogs are abused in the sledding world, but he wants to show the public that's not the case.
Running on the sled is something fun we get to do to express the dog's fitness. But the core of our sport is the relationship between the musher and the dog. And my children have been racing since they were 4 years old, and they know this principle very, very well.
The Ramirez family is also motivated by the transformation that dogs like Umber experience during their time at the ranch and the obstacles that they're able to overcome.
Umberto's blind, and he still loves life 100% and lives every day to run or to play. He's just an amazing, amazing dog.
And Umber is currently training with Fernando Ramirez to be a lead sled dog. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.